This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the fifth unit of this component is Clinical Decision Support Systems. Unit 5 consists of two lectures followed by an assignment. A quiz also accompanies this unit. This lecture is Lecture 1, Introduction to Clinical Decision Support Systems. It offers a definition of clinical decision support systems, provides some historical context surrounding these systems, describes the requirements of a clinical decision support system, and discusses the relationship of clinical practice guidelines and evidence-based practice to clinical decision support systems. Lecture 2, Aspects to Clinical Decision Support Systems Use, identifies challenges and barriers in building and using clinical decision support systems, explains how legal and regulatory technologies may affect their use, and introduces future directions for clinical decision support systems. Lecture 1 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, a student should be able to describe the history and evolution of clinical decision support systems, describe the fundamental requirements of a clinical decision support system, discuss the importance of clinical practice guidelines and evidence-based practice, and how these affect clinical decision support systems. As cited in the American Medical Informatics Association's Roadmap for National Action on Clinical Decision Support, clinical decision support provides clinicians, staff, patients, or other individuals with knowledge and person-specific information intelligently filtered or presented at appropriate times to enhance health and health care. The textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine defines clinical decision support system as a computer-based system that assists physicians in making decisions about patients. The Health Information and Management Systems Society, or HIMSS, broadens this definition a bit by describing it as a computer system designed to help health professionals make clinical decisions. Bottom line, when one hears CDSS, think of a computer-assisted clinical decision-making. Computer-assisted clinical decision-making has been considered viable since the late 1950s when initial publications appeared. Then in the late 60s, the Leeds Abdominal Pain System was created at the University of Leeds. Described in Chapter 20 of Biomedical Informatics, the Leeds Abdominal Pain System was built on computer-based decision aids using Bayesian probability theory. According to Wikipedia, the Bayesian network is a knowledge-based graphic representation that shows a set of variables and their probabilistic relationships between diseases and symptoms. They are based on conditional probabilities, the probability of an event given the occurrence of another event, such as the interpretation of diagnostic tests. Bayes' rule helps us compute the probability of an event with the help of some more readily information, and it consistently processes options as new evidence is presented. In the context of CDSS, the Bayesian network can be used to compute the probabilities of the presence of the possible diseases given their symptoms. Systems considered to be key in the evolution of clinical decision support systems are the MYSON and HELP, both of which use rule-based approaches. Wikipedia states a rule-based expert system attempts to capture knowledge of domain experts into expressions that can be evaluated, known as rules. An example rule might read, if the patient has high blood pressure, he or she is at risk for a stroke. Once enough of these rules have been compiled into a rule base, the current working knowledge will be evaluated against the rule base by chaining rules together until a conclusion is selected. As cited in Chapter 20 of Biomedical Informatics, HELP has the ability to generate alerts when abnormalities in the patient record are noted, and its impact on the development of the field has been immense, with applications and methodologies that span nearly the full range of activities in biomedical informatics. MYSON was also described in Chapter 20 as an early exploration of methods for capturing and applying ill-structured expert knowledge to solve important medical problems. In addition, as cited in the same chapter, the development of knowledge-based systems and the commercialization of the rules-based approach in the variety of non-medical fields during the early 1980s evolved from Meissen, and from related systems developed the early 1980s evolved from Meissen and other related systems developed during the 1970s. The current clinical decision support systems grew out of these early developments. Two HITSPE groups convened a meeting with experts in the area of clinical decision support systems, and one outcome was the image shown on this slide. As explained by Mr. Boone on his blog, clinical decision support was viewed as a black box through which we have three different kinds of inputs and several different types of outputs. The three different inputs include algorithms or knowledge about how to make inferences or assertions based on existing instance or world knowledge is shown in a graphic of interconnected decision blocks below the black box representing clinical decision support with an arrow pointing up to it. Instance data describing the specific case that is being addressed by the clinical decision support application represented by a table at the top left corner with an arrow again pointing to the black box representing clinical decision support. Ontological or world knowledge representing facts about the world, such as what drugs interact badly, or how body parts are related, or the relationship between genes and diseases, here being represented by the image of the world at the top right corner with the arrow pointing down to the black box representing clinical decision support. The output of information actions and alerts is characterized by symbols shown coming from the black box representing clinical decision support. This model is representative of the components of a clinical decision support system. As the previous slide showed, a model of a clinical decision support involves certain inputs in order to arrive at an output. The report, Clinical Decision Support Systems State of the Art, explains the system requirements in the following way. Common features of a CDS system are designed to provide patient-specific guidance, include the knowledge base, for example, compiled clinical information on diagnoses, drug interactions, and guidelines, a program for combining that knowledge with specific patient-specific information, and a communication mechanism, in other words, a way of entering patient data or importing it from an EMR into the CDS application and providing relevant information, for example, lists of possible diagnoses, drug interaction alerts, or preventive care reminders, back to the clinician. According to Wikipedia, the knowledge base contains the rules and associations of compiled data, which most often take the form of if-then rules. If this was a system to determine drug interactions, then a rule might be that if drug X is taken and drug Y is taken, then alert user. For example, a reminder for a patient overdue for hemoglobin A1C might be if the patient has diabetes on their problem list and is under 100 years old, is not terminally ill, does not have a flag indicating that the HbA1c is not clinically indicated, has not had an HbA1c in the last 12 months, then suggest an HbA1c. The compiled clinical information may include diagnoses, drug interactions, and clinical practice guidelines. Wikipedia states an inference engine is a computer program that tries to derive answers from a knowledge base. It is the brain that expert systems use to reason about the information in the knowledge base for ultimate purpose of formulating new conclusions. Inference engines are considered to be a special case of reasoning engines, which can use more general methods of reasoning. In a clinical decision support, the inference engine combines the rules from the knowledge base with the patient's data. The final system requirements is the communication mechanism. The component consists of a method for entering patient data into the clinical decision support application and providing relevant information back to the clinician. One method for input would be importing it from the electronic medical record. Some examples of information that might be output are lists of possible diagnoses, drug interaction alerts, or preventive care reminders. Given the components of a clinical decision support system, there are some expectations of its use. This table from the report, Clinical Decision Support Systems State of the Art, provides examples of clinical decision support interventions by target area of care. The first target area of care is preventive care, with intervention examples of immunization, screening, disease management, guidelines for secondary prevention. The next one is diagnosis, where clinical decision support could provide suggestions for possible diagnoses that match a patient's sign or symptoms. Third on the list is planning or implementing treatment. Clinical decision support intervention could entail the display treatment guidelines for specific diagnoses, drug dosages, recommendations or alerts for drug-drug interactions. Follow-up management as the target area of care for clinical decision support intervention might involve information about corollary orders or reminders for drug adverse event monitoring. If the target area of care is hospital or provider efficiency, then care plans to minimize length of stay or the presentation of order sets are examples of clinical decision support intervention. The final target area is cost reduction and improved patient convenience. Examples of clinical decision support interventions include duplicate testing alerts and drug formulary guidelines. Thus, clinical decision support interventions can assist healthcare providers at different stages in the healthcare process, that is, from preventive care through diagnosis and treatment, all the way to monitoring and follow-up. Clinical decision support utilizes a variety of tools and interventions, including computerized alerts and reminders, reference information such as clinical practice guidelines, facilitators for order set creation, data presentations such as patient data reports and dashboards, documentation form or templates, and protocol or pathway support. While typically several elements from these types are combined in the clinical decision support intervention, each of these intervention types will be examined independently in the next several slides. An example of a combination of elements provided on the AHRQ page was: an order set might highlight through a non-interruptive alert an essential intervention that should routinely be ordered and provide an info button link to more detailed reference information that supports the clinical recommendation. The benefits to relevant data presentation are optimize decision making by ensuring all pertinent data are considered, organize complex data collections to promote understanding of overall clinical picture and to highlight needed actions. The subtypes of the intervention and examples are: relevant data are for ordering, administration, or documentation. For example, longitudinal display of key patient information to highlight trends and issues requiring attention. Retrospective or aggregate reporting or filtering. For example, list of all patients overdue for a key preventive care intervention. Environmental parameter reporting, for example, recent hospital antibiotic sensitivities. Choice lists, for example, on formulary display for a drug class, sequenced with preferred items listed first. Practice status display, for example, operating room scheduling and status display. The benefit to order or prescription creation facilitators include: promote adherence to standards of care by making the right thing the easiest to do. The subtypes of the intervention and examples are: single order completers, including consequent orders, for example, prompts for appropriate orders and documentation, such as additional meds when only one drug from a medication cocktail is selected, for reasons when ordering certain highly toxic drugs. Order sets, for example, order sets containing orders that are fully specified, contain parameter choices, have fill-in-the-blank fields for user-specified components of a recommended order, or a combination of these. Tools for complex ordering, for example, guided dose algorithms based on weight, body surface area, kidney function, etc. For reference information and guidance, the benefit is: addresses recognized information needs of patients and clinicians. The subtypes are context-sensitive, for example, general link from EMR or clinical portal to reference program, a table of contents or general search level. Context-sensitive, for example, diagnostic decision support driven by patient-specific data. The benefits to alerts and reminders include: provide immediate notification of errors and hazards related to new data or order sets entered by clinical information system users or the CIS itself, such as when abnormal lab result is posted or passage of a time interval during which a critical event should occur. Effectiveness requires careful attention to workflow, high value of information to end user, and other factors. There are two subtypes. They are alerts to prevent potential omission or commission errors or hazards, for example, potential omission error detection, such as checking for a result from a follow-up test that is indicated after a medication is given. Alerts to foster best care, for example, disease management, for example, an alert for needed therapeutic intervention based on guidelines or evidence and patient-specific factors. The image is a screenshot of a drug-drug interaction alert for warfarin sodium. The warning indicates the patient is currently on another drug and to avoid concurrent use. The user has different options to consider, including canceling or continuing with the order, discontinuing the other drug, or overriding the alert. Various reasons for overriding the alert are provided, including an other box. The intervention documentation forms or templates has several benefits. They include provide complete documentation for care, quality, continuity, reimbursement, legal requirements, reduce omission errors by displaying items for selection, reduce commission errors by ensuring critical data such as allergies are captured, provide coded data for other data-driven CDS. Provide prompts to acquire specific information in the format desired, for example, displaying weight to ensure capture in the metric system as needed for subsequent dose calculation. This intervention also has several subtypes, including patient self-assessment forms, for example, pre-visit questionnaires, for example, that outlines health problems and concurrent medications. Clinician-patient assessment forms, such as inpatient admission assessment, clinician encounter documentation forms, for example, problem-specific assessment templates, department or multidisciplinary clinical documentation forms, such as emergency department documentation, data flow sheets, usually a mixture of data entry form and relevant data presentation, for example, immunization flow sheet. The final intervention is protocol or pathway support. The benefit of this intervention is that it provides support for multi-step care plans, pathways, and protocols that extend over time. Subtypes: stepwise processing of multi-step protocol or guideline, for example, tools for monitoring and supporting inpatient clinical pathways, an example would be for pneumonia admissions, and multi-day or multi-cycle chemotherapy protocols in inpatient and outpatient settings. Support for managing clinical problems over long periods and many encounters, for example, computer-assisted management algorithm for treating hyperlipidemia over many outpatient visits. As mentioned previously, requirements for clinical decision support include the knowledge base, inference engine, and the communication mechanism. Each component provides a piece that is essential for clinical decision support interventions to occur. Since clinical decisions are being made based on the intervention, then the accuracy and the reliability of the knowledge base is vitally important. Clinically, best practices and evidence-based medicine are important to the trustworthiness of the knowledge base or its rules and associations of compiled data. As cited in AMIA's report, A Roadmap for National Action on Clinical Decision Support, making scientific evidence and clinical best practices more useful and accessible to clinicians and patients is one of the key strategies for crossing the quality chasm and transforming the healthcare system. CDS provides the mechanism by which this can be accomplished, and in doing so adds substantially to the value of the health information technology, such as EHRs and CPOE, that is widely promoted as key to addressing healthcare ills. Interoperable EHRs can enhance patient care through more accessible, accurate, complete data about patients. Computerized provider order entry can facilitate workflow and minimize transcription errors. The storage, connectivity, and automation functions of EHRs and CPOE are necessary, but not sufficient to reach the desired gains in healthcare quality. It is only through CDS that EHRs and CPOE can achieve their full potential for improving the safety, quality, and cost-effectiveness of care. Clinical practice guidelines are a foundational part of the knowledge base. The Quality Assurance Project, funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, included a glossary of useful terms. Within the glossary is the following definition for clinical practice guidelines: a set of systematically developed statements, usually based on scientific evidence, to assist practitioners and patient decision-making about appropriate health care for specific clinical circumstances. Synonyms for clinical practice guidelines include practice guidelines, guidelines, practice parameters. A similar definition is that from the National Library of Medicine. The National Library of Medicine defines clinical or practice guidelines as works consisting of a set of directions or principles to assist the healthcare practitioner with patient care decisions about appropriate diagnostic, therapeutic, or other clinical procedures for specific clinical circumstances. Clinical practice guidelines are central to determining the care plan for a patient and are considered to be the preferred process for care. Sources of clinical practice guidelines include government agencies, institutions, organizations, such as professional societies, or by the convening of expert panels. As stated on the Becker Medical Library website, they can provide a foundation for assessing and evaluating the quality and effectiveness of healthcare in terms of measuring improved health, reduction of variation of services or procedures performed, and reduction of variation in outcome of healthcare delivered. Clinical or practice guidelines usually cite references from a research study whose findings were used to support the recommendations as noted in the guideline. This image shown is a screenshot taken from the National Guideline Clearinghouse website. The National Guideline Clearinghouse, or NGC, is an initiative of the Agency for Healthcare Resource and Quality, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. NGC was originally created by AHRQ in partnership with the American Medical Association and the American Association of Health Plans, now America's Health Insurance Plans. The NGH is a public resource for evidence-based clinical practice guidelines. This screenshot shows a portion of the clinical practice guideline for using non-traditional risk factors in coronary heart disease risk assessment and its source, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. It is an example of a source for clinical practice guidelines from a government agency. Clinical practice guidelines, which are based on evidence, present the strongest case for accuracy and reliability. The Quality Assurance Project mentioned previously also includes the following definition of evidence-based medicine. The practice of medicine, or the use of health care interventions guided by or based on supportive scientific evidence. Also, the avoidance of those interventions shown by scientific evidence to be less efficacious or harmful. The Wikispaces website further explains what it means to have a practice guideline be evidence-based. As stated from the website, including citations from other resources. Practice guidelines, also called clinical guidelines, are central to patients' plan of care. A plan of care is a treatment plan by a healthcare provider, which establishes the goals and details of procedures, medications, therapies, interventions, etc., designed to meet the particular needs of a patient for a particular episode of care. The Quality Through Knowledge model specifies incorporating practice guidelines or clinical pathways in the plan of care along the methods and measures for evaluating their efficacy. They are, in effect, knowledge models describing a preferred process of care. These guidelines provide recommendations for prevention, treatment, and maintenance of all non-trivial illnesses, conditions, disorders, and other healthcare problems causing distress, discomfort, debilitation, and quality of life decline. They are part of disease management and quality improvement programs. When they are evidence-based, it means the guidelines are validated through rigorous scientific studies which recommend the most appropriate clinical choices, treatments, and care of people with specific diseases and conditions. These recommendations are based on the best available evidence and usually reflect a consensus that has been reached or approximated by experts on the care of a particular patient population. The guidelines are related to clinical protocols and pathways in that the protocols are detailed procedures on how to implement guidelines, and pathways are broader frameworks for organizing the care of patient populations. Protocols focus on what is to be done, and pathways focus on who should do it and when it should be done. Use of such guidelines, along with their associated protocols and pathways, is consistent with evidence-based medicine activities, which encourage clinicians to base decisions on sound scientific knowledge, not just individual experience or opinion. Evidence-based medicine involves using current best evidence in making decisions about the care of individual patients and requires the active integration of clinical knowledge, external clinical evidence from literature, and individual patient needs and wishes. The practice of evidence-based medicine is supported through the provision of clinical decision support systems. As the report Clinical Decision Support Systems State-of-the-Art emphasized, the quality of the information and the evidence underlying it are the major detriments of the impact of clinical decision support on patient safety and quality. As cited in AMIA's Clinical Decision Support Roadmap, clinical decision support systems provide clinicians, staff, patients, or other individuals with knowledge and person-specific information intelligently filtered or presented at appropriate times to enhance health and health care. It encompasses a variety of tools and interventions such as computerized alerts and reminders, clinical practice guidelines, order sets, patient data reports, and dashboards, documentation templates, diagnostic support, and clinical workflow tools. The fundamental requirements of a clinical decision support system are the knowledge base, inference engine, and the communication mechanism. Each component provides a piece that is important for clinical decision support interventions to occur. For example, clinical decision support could provide suggestions for possible diagnoses that match a patient's sign or symptom and communicate this to the provider through a ranked list of diagnoses that might explain the patient's sign or symptom. The accuracy and reliability of the knowledge base is vitally important since clinical decisions are being made based on the intervention. Clinical best practices in evidence-based medicine are essential to the trustworthiness of the knowledge base. Through the provisions of clinical decision support systems, the practice of evidence-based medicine is supported. Let's now move on to Lecture 2. To learn the challenges and barriers in building and using clinical decision support systems, how legal and regulatory technologies may affect their use, and consider the future directions for clinical decision support systems.